Today is December 22, Thursday, 9 con in the Mayan calendar. I'm Andy Mack, and this is Mayan Calendar Cast. Welcome, everyone, to today's quick update show. Let you know what's going on. Very cool things. First thing I have to tell you, big news. MCC TV, Mayan Calendar Cast TV, has launched at airstreamradio.com. So hit the website and you will see the logo right in the center at the very top. Click on that and it'll take you to the Mayan Calendar Cast TV or MCC TV webpage. Got that? MCC TV. Easy. Okay, it's very exciting to have gotten the first three episodes up and on the web. Now, I can tell you that we are probably not going to have the next episodes up until after the first of the year, 2006. And that could change. The potential is always there. However, can't make any guarantees on that. This first step is where we have to start anyway, so it's a great place to get started. What else? I've got just a lot of things to tell you that have a lot to do with where we are at this very moment in time. Now, I don't know if you watch the Weather Channel or not. The other night I was sitting watching the Weather Channel, and I saw this incredible figure, and actually, I don't remember. I should have written it down, but it was some amazing astronomical figure for the cost of weather problems this past year. I can't remember how they put it. And the point being, however, that most of that, of course, lion's share of it was the damage from Hurricane Katrina, but that is not to mention the earthquake, the huge earthquake in Pakistan, then of course the tsunami, which was the year before, but it continues to be a rising cost. There are so many things, the Guatemalan situation with the hurricanes there and the tornadoes all through the Midwest in many different countries, suffering all different kinds of odd and strange weather patterns, and of course, very cataclysmic types of weather problems. The thing is that the fourth night, which we had just entered into, November 29th, 2005, this next 360 days is ruled by an archetypal figure or a god called basically the purpose or the energy of this god is the god of rain and war. Now, in the Mayan calendar, typically at the midpoint of the previous heaven, or fourth day in this case, the day we just came out of, the 360 days previous to November 29th, at the midpoint of that cycle is when the god of rain and war begins to be felt, and many of the things that made headline news the last part of this year, of course, did take place after that time period. Just something to think about, something to, you know, perhaps ponder. The thing is, we have an opportunity to flow with these wave cycles, to flow with the wind at our back, and we are going to be talking about that in a very detailed fashion in the next few weeks. Part of what we're waiting for is a section of the website that will allow you an opportunity to actually begin to tune your life to the Mayan calendar. And that's all I can say about it at this point. Just know best laid plans are being acted upon and things are coming together. Before I go one step further, I want to send a huge thank you out to everyone. Jay Field, Pete, Nietzsche, David, Warp 10, Rolling Tone, who else? This is a tough one. Marzo Gopesi, and also Podcast Alley for posting comments at podcastalley.com on the page for my In Calendar cast. Incredible. Just thank you so much. Recently, there was a post from Podcast Alley that said, "My In Calendar podcast rocks. One of the best podcasts for the new age. Lots of information, perspective." Now, another post from Podcast Alley said, "More, more, more, My In Calendar cast. This is one of the coolest topics out there in podcast land. We need more like this. So cool. Thanks, Airstream Indie Radio." Yeah. Yeah, I'm saying yeah. So, I'm loving that. Thank you so much for taking the time to post a comment. And how much more appreciative could I be if you took a moment to go and cast your vote? Where?
"Hi, Mary. I heard that you can vote for your favorite podcast at some directory on the web. Can you tell me how to get there?"
"Aye, Ronnie. You head for podcastalley.com. You vote right there for your favorite podcast."
"Well, how did you vote?"
"Well, for the Mayan calendar cast, of course. You mean you haven't voted yet?"
"Not yet."
"Aye, Ronnie. Well, if we don't get in the top 10, it can't stay on the air."
"Well,
no excuses. Don't call me again until
okay.
You've voted. Go. Now."
"Aye, Mary."
Voting for Mayan calendar cast once a month can save your love life. It can keep this podcast on the air, and it will get into the ears of more people. Help us make it number one. Go to airstreamradio.com and vote right from the front page. You choose to vote, and I will... Oh, goodness, that was loud. Okay, I know, I'm being a little rowdy at this hour, but that's okay too. Just so much really fantastic, great things happening with my In Calendar cast and MCCTV. It's all very exciting. Things are coming together. The answers to your questions are coming. The things that so far have maybe been left a little bit vague, or maybe, okay, a lot vague, some of those things that have been left that way have been left that way for a reason. And when you see MCCTV podcasts or video podcasts, you will understand why. You needed to see certain things before we can really dig in and talk about it. But that time is ever closer. These next 360 days, the fourth night, all of the things that lay ahead, this is an exciting time, not a time to be fearful. Creation had a plan, an original idea, and that idea was to create itself. And so this time period was laid out. What would it take to do this? Well, let's say, off the top of our head, 16.4 billion years, perhaps. Because it's going to occur through the process of natural evolution. Now you see what we have here? We have creationism and scienceism on two sides of a brick wall, not able to see through it. When in reality, it's two sides of the same coin, creation and science. Science is proving the existence of the divine. And the divine is operating according to laws that science uncovers. It's just an incredible time to be alive right now. An incredible, amazing time. In the next podcast, we're going to start getting into, in the next podcast, I'm going to post the audio from the MCCTV episodes, of which there are three. So for those of you who are really counting on the audio, you're going to get it. Now, mind you, there will be some things that you'll hear that are referring to visual images. So when you have a moment and you can go look at the video podcast, then I recommend you do so just to get that extra little bit of edge. I just wanted to update you, let you know what's going on. I'm Andy Mack. This, of course, is my In Calendar cast. Peace to you, everyone, in Lakesh. Jag and I will see you in the next podcast or talk with you. Peace.